This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Without further ado, although there really was no ado, was there limits?
No.
Let's bring on the big boy, Mark Cabali. Hopefully you're watching the show on YouTube. Bob has for some reason disappeared. I don't know why, right before the start of the segment.
Pizza time.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, you see behind me. I don't know if people can see that on our YouTube channel here, but there's huge boxes of pizza from Slice on Broadway, and man,
incredible.
Is that a great place.
Incredible.
Here there's comes Bob. He's back. Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, big boy. Did the Steelers do the right thing by standing pat, or should they have traded, you know, a fourth and a fifth for somebody like Jacoby Myers?
I think that's a little bit expensive. I mean, it's impossible to say right now if it's right or wrong because we don't know how the rest of the season is going to play out. We don't really know the intimate details either, Joe, of how this went, if a fourth and a fifth was really going to get it done or not. My thing is he's a two-month rental. And when did Jacoby Myers turn into Jerry Rice? And you look at the history, and I did this earlier today of – wide receivers being acquired at the trade deadline. Let's just look at last year or two. It's not very good, man. Deontay Johnson went to the Ravens. DeAndre Hopkins went to the Chiefs. Amari Cooper went to the Bills. Davante Adams went to the Jets, and Mike Williams went to the Steelers. Any of those guys difference makers? Or is that
as it turned out?
No, but
Odell
Beckham sure was for the Super Bowl champion Rams. That's one thing. I mean, I could find plenty of examples where it worked and didn't work. There's literally nobody who thinks that Jacoby Myers is a star or Jerry Rice. What he is a high-end number two receiver, which on a given day, the Steelers are going to be sorry that they don't have. I think. I could be wrong. But nobody's comparing. Nobody thinks that he would have come in here. He's not a star. But he's a viable, dependable, versatile veteran weapon who was eminently affordable, and they stood pat.
I don't know. I don't know if he affordable, I guess, is relevant. What's affordable?
Well, that's true.
Giving up two significant picks in their eyes. I mean, yeah. Another thing that we have to think about here and is the fit. Do these guys fit into what they want to do? There are some guys that you might have thought they were interested in. They were not interested in because they just did not feel that they fit within the system or what they were looking
if you
for.
Can't,
was he that guy? I don't know. He potentially could be that guy. Now, I know that they were in on some guys.
Were they in on him, according to your research?
I'm sure they called and all that stuff. But what I'm saying is some of the guys that were not moved, they were in on. It was just way expensive.
You think a fourth and a sixth is way expensive because
For a guy like Myers, I think I would have done that just because of the need here. I still think there will be a need. And I say this mostly, Mark, because of potential injury. That's all. I want to fortify every position I can that is a key position. And if somebody like a DK Metcalf would get hurt, it leaves you pretty bare on that cupboard. So from that point of view, I would have made that. And I don't think a fourth and a sixth would have been too much.
I think you could say that about everything. I mean, Joe's saying he could find good trades of receivers. You can look at any single person on any team and pick out a guy and say, if he gets hurt, you're done.
But you have a chance to do something about at least one important position, though.
But is Jacoby Myers going to make up that huge of a difference between him and DK Metcalf? I don't think so. He had 1,000-yard season.
Yeah, but still.
He's good, but he's not something.
When they talk about all hands on deck in those situations.
He played with horrible quarterbacks, but, I mean, if you have an offense that can't incorporate a guy who can play the slot and outside and who didn't drop a pass all of last season and had 1,000 yards receiving, then what kind of offense are you running? And I know this has been better than we thought, especially Aaron Rodgers, but this ain't exactly the 07 Patriots. The Steelers rank, what, 28th in offense and 13 in points?
You know, obviously they were looking heavily on these guys, but it just didn't fit what they were looking for, as in the price. I mean, what would be the right price? I mean, are you saying a third and a fifth? I mean, what will you be comfortable of giving up for Jacoby Myers for 2 months? I'm just asking.
I mean, a fourth and a fifth outdoes a fourth and a sixth, does it not? So why wouldn't the Raiders have taken a better deal from the Steelers than the Jags?
I don't even know where the fifth would be at. Is it early in the draft, late in the draft? I don't even know where their picks are yet. It would be probably conditional of where they get it. So it might not be that big of a difference right there. So my thing is, I think you already have three receivers, two, Roman, Calvin Austin, that are not so far away from what Jacoby Myers brings that you can get away with it. If you're getting rid of DK Metcalf, forget it. I mean, you're done. You don't have that type of person out there, and you're not going to get that person. They thought that they were getting they put a price on what they want, what they were willing to pay, and that obviously exceeded that price. And I guess your argument is, shouldn't that price have been higher?
Well, Jacksonville certainly swooped in there and got that. I was a little surprised by that, but they are a team in contention. They had an injury to Travis Hunter, I know. But
Brian Thomas, too.
Yeah. So, therefore, I mean, that was more of a necessity, I thought, with them. But what do you think about the Colts? Because we talked about this earlier, and I looked at that and said, man, that's given up a lot for doing something for right now. Do you like or dislike what they did with Sauce Gardner trade?
Oh, I like the Sauce Gardner because he's a young, top-of-the-list type of cornerback. He's not like a rental. He's not a guy that you can't build your defensive around. Even if you do give up, you know, a boatload for him, he could be the cornerstone of that defense for years and years to come. So I think that's a little different than saying adding a piece here and there just to get past this year, to be all in this year to try to win. So if it was somebody of lesser value, yes, but we're talking about one of the better guys in the league who's really not having a great season, but I don't think anybody for the Jets is having a great season.
Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Mark Cabali on the line. Okay, well, we were just talking about maybe the happiest guy yesterday was Roman Wilson, Mr. Boneheaded, according
to
Tom.
Boneheaded, lack of ball security.
Tomlin did also say he's ascending. The arrow is pointed up. Where do you see the whole Roman Wilson thing going, Mark?
I think it was definitely ascending up. But by the way, he did that 2 weeks ago in Cincinnati. Don't you think somebody would have said, nice play, Roman. Don't ever do that again.
Maybe Skoranek can tell him.
Yeah. I mean, Skoranek doesn't care. So
he yelled at him after the play the other day.
There ain't no doubt in my mind. I'm a little bit concerned now, just a little bit. because it took him so long to get to this point where he's ascending. Let's see now how he has to deal with. I know it didn't cost him the game, but I'm sure he quite realizes it was a boneheaded mistake, how he gets by that. Hopefully that does not hinder him at all. I'm not quite sure if it will or not. So you would hope it wouldn't. He would be past that type of mental fragility at this point. But you just never know with younger players. But, yeah, I think he's definitely ascending up. I think Calvin Austin, man, the biggest problem with him is just staying healthy right now. I've always been a big fan of his. So we're sitting here moaning and complaining they didn't add to the wide receiver room. But I think the least of this team's problems right now is offense, right?
Well, yeah, no,
if you extrapolate,
I think it is.
Well, when you have to get into some of these gunslinging battles, and I'm sure down the road there will be some with some of the, it could be this week too, depending on how their offensive line protects Justin Herbert. You're going to need some more firepower. You would disagree with that?
No, more firepower. I think you need the guys that you have to step up. I want to see Jonnu Smith more. I want to see Freiermuth more than 25 snaps, more than 3 or 4 targets. You know, I want to see the Calvin Austin getting the ball. You know who else I want to see, Bob? DK Metcalf more than 2 catches for 6 yards, too. I don't care if he's getting doubled, bracketed, whatever. You're DK freaking Metcalf. Go make some plays.
Yeah, but like I told Bob, then Rodgers tries to, you know, force one to him down the field, and everybody complains about that in Cincinnati. When you're, why are you throwing it deep to DK? Well, you know, which is it? Are you willing to live then with some mistakes? Some negative plays, maybe even a turnover if you force it to him, like you're talking about?
Let's get the easy things out of the way. Catch the 4 balls that you have drops this year. Yeah, 4 or 5 drops this year.
Yeah, he's had a few.
That would help. But I don't have any worries about DK Metcalf. I think they just need to find him ways to get him the ball a little bit more. I think they got plenty of offensive weapon power. And one thing you don't have to worry about Aaron Rodgers is forcing things into that type of throw very often. Occasionally, yes, but I think he's been around long enough to know when to take that shot and when not to take that shot.
You know, Mark, when you win games, there are a lot of things not to complain about, which is fine. But if you look inside the numbers, I'm just curious your take on this, because even in that win last week, the Steelers once again gave up more yards. They lost the time of possession game, and their run game averaged just 1.7 yards per carry. I realize they took advantage of short fields, defense, complementary football. That's all good, and it should be. But do those numbers worry you at all?
Not quite. I don't think they would. I'll put it this way. I think the other stuff that they did made up for some of those shortcomings you had. I mean, you can't – what, they have 5 sacks?
Yeah, 5 sacks, 6 turnovers. But if they don't – let's say they play a game where they don't get any of that.
That's what Ben said. Just to interject here, Ben said he doesn't know if they can win without getting lots of turnovers. For whatever that's worth, that was his
but
point.
Isn't that the goal of every single defense?
Yeah, I agree with you more or less.
Live and die on turnovers? I think the game changes differently of how it's played if there's not those turnovers. It's hard to say. I'm not big late yardage type of guy, stat packing stuff. I think they played defenses. I think it was easily their best game of the season. You give me another one of those this week?
It was the best defensive game played in the NFL this season is what the Steelers just did.
Well, that's a take.
I mean, the team they were playing was putting up numbers not seen since the 07 Patriots, and they smacked the living crap out of them. I watched the game again last night, as a matter of fact. Just happened to be on NFL Network. Yeah. And the points at the end were all junk. They were created by the offense stalling. They were created by Roman Wilson's fumble. It was 27-7, I think, or 10, with 4 minutes left in the game. That was junk. At the
extremely
end of the game.
Well, and I think it started with the discipline of those guys up front, Harmon, Benton, Hayward. I mean, they pretty much anchored down and weren't getting moved, and if they're not moving, they had to throw the ball, and I think that's where it started for those guys.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guys, those three up front were big.
Bob, what do you think about that? Here was Ben's quote from Footballin'. He said, my concern is, can we win without getting a ton of turnovers? Mm-hmm. Six turnovers, you have to win. It's almost impossible not to win. I do get that, but I think I know what Mark is saying. Like, that would be like, Ben, those six touchdown throws you had against the Colts that day against Andrew Luck. I don't think you win if you don't have those six touchdown throws. To me, it's a great performance. And you know what? Aside from the turnovers, they shut down the leading rusher, one of the best running backs probably in the last 15 years in the league. They completely shut him down. So even without the turnovers, they were having they did some great things defensively. And by the way, those turnovers were born of violent play, and there were two more. Patrick Queen slammed Daniel Jones once and forced him to fumble. The Colts recovered. T.J. Watt made a great play on Taylor. Remember that one where he bobbled the ball? And they should have had eight. So let's not act like it was fluky. And let's ask Ben, do you win if you don't get six touchdown passes that day? I don't get it.
Well, Joe, this is the second time it's happened. In New England, they did five. I mean, it's not like this is a one-off. It's already they've already proven they can do it twice.
Yeah, I understand all that. But there's going to come a time, and we've seen those games in between these two, where they haven't done much of that. And so then it becomes who has a better offense consistently in a course of a game. I think that's what Ben's point is, and I would agree with that. You can make as many turnovers as you want, but instead of having six in one game, how about two every game to change games? And there are games where they haven't made any.
No, I'll take six.
I'm not saying I won't.
And if I get zero the next game, I still have to find a way to win.
That's my point.
Having a more explosive offense in some of those games would have helped.
Right, or even limiting. You can bend and not break as long as your offense scores. And one thing about Rodgers in the red zone, he's been very good. When he gets there, it's unlike what we've seen the last three years.
Guys, that's now what? What are we looking at? 11 turnovers against two teams
that are both 7-2.
14-4.
Yeah.
So they're doing it against the right teams, right?
Yes.
Did they get any turnovers against Cleveland? I can't remember.
They didn't have a turnover in 3 weeks.
That's what I'm saying, 3 weeks.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is they still had a pretty darn good game against Cleveland, even though they didn't turn the ball over.
Two games
they were horrible in those games. Turnovers or no turnovers, they were horrible.
Well, and when you have one of those games, you better be able to keep up in terms of offense. That's all I'm saying. And
me too.
I agree. Both sides there. You know, one has to pick up the other. And I thought both were in good, this week, they made turnovers, offense turned it into something big. And if you're going to make turnovers, that's what has to happen.
I'm not saying you, Bob, it just strikes me as odd because I was getting the same feedback Monday. Like, they have a game where they force six turnovers and somehow that becomes twisted into some sort of negative. Well, you're not going to do that all the time, but they did it. They did it. The same as if, Le'Veon Bell runs for 230 yards in Buffalo. Can't we just say that was a great performance and they did it and that's why they won?
But this is radio talk and we're trying to figure out what happens next if it doesn't happen. That's all. I think that's a legitimate claim.
Well, what happens is that the offense does what it's done for the most part of the season and play extremely well, right? I don't think Jacoby Myers makes that offense so much better.
I think right? extremely well is a stretch. Like I said, they're the 30th ranked offense and the 13th in scoring, and they've had long droughts. You mentioned the game in New England. That was an okay offensive game. I certainly wouldn't call it great, would you?
No.
I can't remember what happened yesterday.
No, it wasn't.
The offense is on September 20th.
No, but you're right. It wasn't. I mean, they took advantage of what they had to take advantage of, and mostly avoided disaster with their defensive
turnovers. Well, let me phrase it this way for both of you. Is the offense going to have to be better than what it's been for the Steelers to get where they want to go?
Absolutely.
Yes. Indisputably,
no.
Yes.
No. Yes.
I say not if their defense played like that.
That's an if that we didn't ask.
Well.
Yeah, but.
If
I'm saying 1.7.
What type of defense are we getting here?
What are their yards per carry?
How about what kind of defense are we getting? How about something in between being historically inept against Joe Flacco and being historically great against Danny Dimes? How about just a good defense?
You can't even say that anymore. He's putting five bills up every week now, Joey Flacco. Maybe he's just pretty good for a 41-year-old.
Yeah, but if you have a defense that's one of the highest paid, if not the highest paid, with all these people on it, you got to do better than
that. Let's assume that they're a good defense. They're not great. They're not what we saw there. They're not what we saw second half against Green Bay. Let's just assume a good defense. They need to do more offensively to supplement a good defense.
And make life easier for defense.
You disagree with that, big boy?
I think they need to run the ball more consistently. I mean, that was a little bit concerning against the Colts. I thought they were going to come out and hammer them for, you know, a buck and a half on the ground, and that never really materialized whatsoever. I think they got to be more in tune with that a little bit. And I think if they do that, everything else clicks into place. I don't think Arthur Smith's done a wonderful job. I just don't know if he's figured out how to use eight different weapons that were only – you can probably consider one of them an elite weapon, as in Metcalf, how to use them on a weekly basis.
He's done a pretty good job.
But then you have Jonnu Smith and Freiermuth not playing. You're seeing Jalen Warren getting 20 yards rushing.
Well, you said he's done a wonderful job, and then you proceed to say he hasn't done a wonderful job.
I'm saying he's done a wonderful job, but I don't think he's quite figured out exactly what how to go about it on a weekly basis. Is it going to just change every single week? I don't think he knows how to use Jonnu Smith. I don't think that they knows how to use the Gainwells and the Warrens how to the best of their abilities right now.
I think he's still learning.
I think he's still learning.
Maybe so, but I think they have to put it all together. We're now eight games into this, and there's a second half of the season where I think the level of competition is going to go higher. So they need – especially on the ground. That's my one thing about it. You know, Jalen Warren, every time he runs the ball, it looks impressive to me.
Wait, the competition's going to go higher than Green Bay and Indy?
Yeah, I think so. When you're talking about Detroit,
Patriots?
Buffalo, when you're talking about even this week, you don't think Detroit, Buffalo is in that? Ravens twice? You don't think that's tougher?
I don't know that it goes up from Indy and Green Bay necessarily.
Well, what I saw from Green Bay, they've been up and down. And yes, last week it's 13 points only against Carolina at home. Every team has flaws. I mean, that's the bottom line here. But I think at some point, they're going to have to play a much more productive game statistically, offensively, to make things happen. And that's all I want to see. That's it. The run game has not been good when you look at it from strictly a statistical point of view, Mark. You got to have bigger games in the run game.
Yes, and you have to run the ball more than 13 times and three times in the second half to be able to establish.
Right. Well, a lot of that was short fields in this specific game. I mean, they didn't have a lot of yardage to come up with. So
no matter what happens, Bob, we can always pick something and say, need to be better there.
I think every team goes through that, don't you?
Need to be better than 13th in scoring and 30th in overall offense.
I would say yes to that.
Oh, you know, all they need to be is 1 point better than the other team on the scoreboard.
Oh, my God, Bob.
You like that one, Jeff?
Yeah, I do like that one, actually. It's the big boy, Mark Cabali. The Mark Cabali Report brought to you by IC Light. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Listen, man, I'll take any win of any kind in a playoff game. And I think that I think opportunity knocks here. That's why I was disappointed that they didn't go out and add yesterday. I think there's going to come a day when they're going to need to have that one extra weapon on the outside. And I think that was a great opportunity. Anyway.
And the thing is, they did it last year with Mike Williams. They recognized,
and he won them a game for everything he didn't do. He won them a game on a jump ball.
And what was the compensation mark for Williams? I forget. Was it a?
Oh, it was like a fifth rounder, right?
Something like that.
I think it was something like that.
So I mean, they did it last year. They did it last year, and to your point,
maybe that war didn't help. Maybe that's like that was not our best trade.
But you got to try.
He did help them win a game.
Right, he made the game winning touchdown.
Nine targets in nine games or something like that.
Well, whose fault is that? That they beat Washington on a jump ball. He made the play. That's a good team and a good win.
A very good play.
You tell me Jacoby Myers comes in and helps them win one game when Buffalo comes here for a playoff game, I'll say the fourth and fifth were worth it. You?
You know who helped them win a game for a lot less than that?
Who? Ryan Switzer?
Kyle Duggar. Why don't we lump him into this trade deadline Steelers are trying to
get out
there?
Fair enough.
But that's
fair
true.
Enough.
They
took
it,
care of their secondary maybe
right?
with
it made
that
a
deal.
Difference.
What I'm saying is Kyle Duggar was a trade yesterday, and we know of him now. We'd be putting Omar up on the old pedestal right now, wouldn't we? Saying, wow, what a trade for nothing.
But it still counts as a deadline trade, essentially.
Plus, he's played one game.
We're not thinking of that.
We're not thinking of that.
I know, but we're not thinking of that as a trade deadline trade. We're thinking they just did nothing.
My ears hurt, Bob. Is it because my glasses?
Because your feet still hurt.
Earphones?
When your feet hurt, your ears hurt. Do you know how many muscles in your feet control everything in your body?
Yeah, that's a fact.
It is a fact.
Do you like my Saints hat, big boy? I feel horrible for the Saints, and I love the logo, and I was at the Hall of Fame with Ron Cook, I might add, 3 years ago maybe, and I picked out this hat from their apparel shop, the Saints, Bob. You like it?
You were before. I thought it was very nice, yes.
You like that franchise. We all like the Saints, I think. Does anybody dislike the Saints? Kabali, do you?
I'm just a little disappointed that old Lemus didn't do the Ron Cook laugh. But other than that.
I mean, I suppose he could.
I was saying, Joe, it's supposed to be 60 degrees out there. You're acting like it's going to be 18.
I know. I'm permanently cold. I grew up in a household where they kept it. My dad kept it at like 63, even in the winter. It was unbelievable.
Was he the type of guy that did not turn the furnace on until January?
Furnace? You speak of a furnace. We had radiators. We had radiators at the Starkey household. And my dad was obsessed with the heating bill. And he kept it at 63. My room upstairs, Bob, was like a little igloo.
I like sleeping in colder weather, but not 63.
My wife thinks I'm crazy.
Like 70, 68.
Yeah, me too. But my wife thinks I'm crazy because I climb into bed every night like I'm ready to climb Mount Everest. I have I go to bed like this.
Did you eat some Blue Chew?
I go into bed with a sweatshirt, a winter hat, huge, like, cotton, like, you know, the type of socks you give out for Christmas, Bob.
Yeah.
I wear those to bed. Sweatpants.
Do you wear a robe? Have a robe?
No, I don't have a robe. I'd like a robe. Do you have one?
There's no doubt that Bob has a robe.
Absolutely.
I have a robe. It says pumping ain't easy on it. I bring that to bed.
Bob, I picture you having like a tiny glass of champagne and perhaps something to smoke, a little cigar.
It's a Benedictine normally. Yeah. That's a good thing before you go to bed.
Yeah. In your robe.
A little bourbon.
Yeah. I love that.
Some little soft slippers.
Yeah,
definitely.
Oh, you
got to
have
the
Uggs, yes.
And then I picture
Why not
Limits.
Take care of yourself, Mark? I mean, you have feet that need to be taken care of. Get yourself some Uggs.
Oh, God.
And then don't you picture Limits with little, like a little animal matching pajamas and a little, what do you call those
onesies?
Pajamas.
A onesie. Oh, no. A onesie on Limits before he goes to bed.
Somebody reading him a bedtime story, and then he gets his baba, and then he falls asleep.
He actually has a recording of Dick LeBeau doing "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and that's how he goes to sleep in his onesie.
Twas the night before the season, and Penn State had hope.
Listen.
That's how I felt about that sentence.
Wow.
Tell me you don't wear garanimals.
No, I don't wear any of that to bed.
You wear matching animal pajamas.
I wear a regular hoodie and sweatpants like you'd see me typically wear.
Have you ever gone totally nude?
Ron did.
No, I'm sure Ron did.
I'm asking. A lot of people do that.
Bob, you definitely sleep in the nude sometimes, don't you?
No.
You sure about that?
No, I don't do it. I just asked because maybe that's a kid thing. You know, it's maybe a younger person like you just.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Lemons still wears his Incredible Hulk underoos.
Oh, yeah, Mark?
Mark's amusing himself.
Mark's completely amusing himself.
We have to go, Bob. Are you staying or do you have to go?
I can do whatever you want, Joe.
Limits, why did you tell me he has to leave early in the next segment?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.